Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Shopping this time of year for fresh Maryland produce is a pleasure. Spring brings us broccoli, cabbage, asparagus, and tons of herbs and greens. A lot of us are thinking light, and finding a suitable protein for the plate couldn't be easier. So Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, while we are composing brilliant variations on the theme of spring vegetables, we can dip into the bay for some suitable partners.
Sure. I mean, if you think about fish, it's pretty interesting. I was at a store the other day, and the prices have gotten kind of high.
A little
right?
High, yeah.
Things like $19 a pound for grouper and, you know, $17 a pound for monkfish. I mean, I can get a Black Angus ribeye for $14 a pound. So it's like, it's crazy. So, and even our beloved rockfish is not an inexpensive project when it's being farmed or even caught wild. So you might want to look to some of the bizarre things that we have in the Chesapeake Bay, which come in and they're delicious and they're relatively inexpensive. Snakehead is the one thing that I always like to make fun of. There's even some crazy horror movies made about snakehead.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're an invasive species in the bay. And actually, I got an email from my fish purveyor the other day that he just had 1,000 pounds show up of fresh snakehead.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never had it, you should try it because the fish the flesh is really sort of firm and white.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of a really good hamachi.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I actually don't even have a problem doing it as sashimi or even, mm-hmm. you know, just sort of lightly sauteed in a little bit of olive oil. The fish is incredible. And like I said, it's invasive. So you want to help out our local, there's no natural predator. This was naturally a fish that's habitat was either China, Russia, or Korea.
Right.
And it was discovered in a pond, you know, in Crofton in 2002, and has just started to take over.
It's a so-called Frankenfish.
Right. But really
well, get
good.
Back at them and eat them up.
That's right. And the same thing with this blue catfish, which is another invasive species. I just saw Steve Lint, who's from the DNR.
Good buddy of mine.
Great guy, right? I saw a picture of him out on a boat holding up these two huge 4-foot blue catfish that they had pulled out of the bay. And again, you know, it's not the catfish you're used to from the Mississippi, you know, these channel cats. These are big, beautiful fish.
They are.
And
they
the flesh
are.
Is not muddy, as some people often describe blue or just the regular catfish. This blue catfish, the flesh is sweet, it's white, it's flaky. And again, an invasive species that we really need to continue to farm. And because of that, very inexpensive.
Well, I went fishing with a chef,
uh-huh.
and we did get some of those blue catfish.
Right.
And we cooked them up. They were wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
very funny. If you catch one in Maryland and Virginia, you're required by law to kill it. You're not allowed to put it back in the bay.
That's right.
And then, you know, the one other thing that I think people totally ignore, which they shouldn't, is a fish that used to dominate the bay and be very much part of our cuisine,
mm-hmm.
And that's shad.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know it was overfished, and because of environmental issues, we lost a substantial amount of the population of shad in Chesapeake Bay. But it's back, and it's really strong. And if you've never, it's actually a river herring is the fish family that it comes from. And it's delicious. I mean, you really should try the flesh. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Yeah.
So lots of good things to put on our plates with our great Maryland vegetables. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.